And welcome back to In Focus, News Radio KMAN. It's coming up on 9:48, and we've decided today for our final segment to bring in Terry Olson, owner of the East Side and West Side Markets here in Manhattan, just to kind of thank her for all that she's done here for our community. Because, you know, as we alluded to earlier, or about a month ago, I guess it was, the East Side and West Side Market is closing soon, and you're going to be retiring.
And indeed I am. The 23rd of November will be our last day in business at both locations, and it's just been a marvelous 43 years in the community.
That's next Saturday.
It's coming right up. Just 1 week left.
Are you emotionally prepared for this?
I think so. You know, each time I cut an ad or do something, you can feel some emotion, but I haven't regretted the decision to retire since I made it, and I just made it 3 weeks ago. I mean, it was the 1 week before I announced that I had made the decision. I'd spent probably a month of sleepless nights coming to the decision, but I just felt like when I woke up the morning a week before we announced, I knew it was the right decision. I told my employees and family. Somehow they kept it secret for an entire week before I came right to Cayman and the Mercury to let them know the morning that we started the sale.
Well, there's so much history and how you started this. And why don't you just give us a little bit of a background on how East Side and West Side Markets came to be?
I can't really talk about the markets without talking about my family, the Edmonds family that started Caw Valley Greenhouses in 1967 on the Zinedale Road. And I kind of helped them bootstrap the Caw Valley Greenhouses along with my eight siblings. And prior to that, when we lived in town in the 60s, we gardened and I sold tomatoes with my siblings off of a cart that our St. Bernard dog Bozo pulled through the Laramie Street neighborhood. So I had an early exposure to selling produce and then learned tons about bedding plants following my mom and dad around as they grew the Caw Valley greenhouses. So then I went off to college thinking I was in pre-med, messed up in chemistry, and realized that I was really more interested in plants and came back to Manhattan, was working for my parents. Normally, my siblings and I would pick up summer jobs waitressing, and I worked at East Side Market the summer of 74 for my ex-husband Eric's aunt and uncle. Mike and Karen McKeeman ran it in the mid-70s. It had been in existence since the 1940s when Edith Bush ran it for a very long time. Wonderful lady from St. George. So I worked for Mike and Karen for a summer. It was great. Had a lot of fun. Their family decided they didn't want to retail in 1976. They were going to get out. And my sister Chris and I were otherwise going to pick up waitressing jobs and decided, well, let's run the market for this summer, you know, and see how we do. We did better than we'd ever done waitressing for summers, and we just kept doing it in the summer. So it was just a summer job at first, but then it was just so popular with people, and the little shack that we were in there at East Side Market wasn't adequate. So we looked for property and found the property at West Side Market that then had a Dog and Suds drive-in on it, and operated our West Side Market out of the Dog and Suds for a couple of years before the Holodome sprung up and everybody wanted to buy our little piece of property, and we wanted to put in a strip center. And we thought, well, we'll put in a strip center, and reserved a space for ourselves. Then in 1987, when the mall was being developed, we were going to be downwind of the construction, and my lovely landlady of 40-some years, Velma Kuhn, was kind enough to redevelop our property at the same time we were downwind, and did it just to my specifications. The Kuhn family's just been wonderful to us. And so we were in a year-round place with a dock, and it was at that point that we really got a lot more year-round and permanent. And at first, we just had family members working and friends, but it grew into what it is today, where we've got about 10 year-round employees at each location. It's been just wonderful.
How many people do you think you have employed over the 30-some years of East Side and West Side Markets?
You know, I wish I'd have kept track like the Pathfinder did when they showed a big paper. But on average, I would hire six or eight new ones each year, and we've been around for 40 years, so it's a lot. And we are, the day after we retire or we close the doors, we're actually having a reunion of employees at my house, and people are coming from as far as Canada for just a wonderful reunion of people that have worked at the store.
What do you attribute the success of Eastside and West Smythe Markets to? I'm going to ask you first, and then I'll give you my perspective.
You know, we tried branching out into things we didn't belong in several times, and it always came back to fine fruits, fresh veggies, and fast, friendly service. People don't want to wait in line. First of all, we were in two great locations. We had homegrown produce in season. We had locally grown bedding plants from my family and others. And the fast, friendly service, I cannot tell you the caliber of people that I was able to recruit and retain. And they supplied such great customer service that I think the combination of homegrown produce, great plants, and excellent customer service were the key to our success.
I think there's a lot of truth to that. I think also that the personalization aspect that you have provided, because you can't not think of Eastside, Westside Markets when you see a slice of watermelon. and you did all of your own marketing, all of your own graphic work, I understand.
Oh, yeah.
You've written and recorded all of your spots.
I had some help in the beginning from my sister, Chris, who has returned to the family business of Kaw Valley Greenhouses. And she's a great cartoonist. So is my brother, Pete. And sometimes we'd use her cartoons, my lettering, in our ads. The radio advertising came about because I would usually hand my ad rep what I wanted to advertise, and I'd be so frustrated with mispronunciations of plants or weird produce and so forth, and I said, just give me the mic. And so I just kind of started doing my own because, it was more accurate for me.
Can an entrepreneur today start a new Eastside, Westside Market model?
They probably can, and I see some great little, some of them are not just startups, but Fork in the Road up by Riley has just started up. Grove Gardens in Council Grove, which is the daughter of my ex-husband, Eric Nelson, who helped us start the market too. He runs Neosho Gardens, the big greenhouse down in Council Grove, and his daughter Ellie has Grove Gardens, the retail outlet for them on the main highway in Council Grove. It's booming, So yes, you can still start, but my advice to anybody starting any business is don't do it on very much borrowed money to reduce the stress.
That's very good advice. So tell us about your plans after November 23rd and your alumni party.
The alumni party is just a private one for people that have worked at the market and my retirement party. It'll be a lot of fun. My plans, as I've said, I have 8 grandkids, plan to spend more time with them. Mike and my long-suffering husband that I need to thank for making my career possible too, because I couldn't have done it without him, has been retired 13 years, and 13 years ago I promised him I would retire 5 years later, so I'm only 8 years overdue on my promise. He wants to be able to travel at times of the year when I would never permit it, because I would only let us leave in January and February when it was dead at the markets. And now we'll have the freedom to travel when we want. And I hope to get back in lots of 5K races. I loved running, and now I'll be able to do it at those times of the year when I had to pass on races.
How'd you get started into running?
Actually, through the Parkinson's support group, I started running competitively. I'd done a little running for fitness, but when we started the Speedy PD race, they needed bodies in the first race, and I'd been running, so I started out. Shortly after that, I met Marvin, the elderly runner that inspires us all.
Oh, isn't he something? And he's, 88?
Yes.
Something like that?
I met him at the very next race I tried, and he was so inspirational to me. I just kept doing it, and then I started kind of peeking at state records and seeing that, I wasn't that far off. So then I got really competitive about it. I had a great year in 2014.
What are you going to miss most?
I'm going to miss the camaraderie of the unbelievable staff that we have had. But I realized that no matter when I chose to quit, I'd always be bonded to my staff. So that's the hardest thing about quitting, and also the customers. You know, I got letters from people that who have multiple generations of shoppers in their family, and each one had a specific thing that they liked the most. And it's hard to tear myself away from that. I never tired of this job, but I never felt like I could do it without being extremely physical about it. I love to unload the trucks and carry out for customers and so forth. And I think the connective tissues of my body will eventually wear out, and I don't want to risk hurting myself. I want to still be able to travel and run and play with grandkids.
In today's climate, where there is so much economically challenging for a lot of people, you have been a champion of local business. And that is something that every community yearns for. And wants to embrace.
And that's something I should have mentioned in Keys to Our Success, too, because we had so many wonderful local vendors like Alma Cheese, Elsie Grace's up at Frankfurt. We had the Britt family, and the Armendariz family that were one time a part of that, the A&H Farms, the local greenhouses, my family at Kaw Valley, Neosho Gardens, Council Grove. There's so many local vendors that made us successful.
Well, we've only got about a minute left. Final comments from Terry Olson of Eastside and Westside Markets.
Final comments, come in and have some free cider. Just found a new cider vendor that's wonderful. Come in and have some of the homegrown tomatoes we still have. All the rest of the produce is 30% off. And say good farewell to this wonderful team of employees that I have. Anybody who inherits one of them, the level of customer service at their operation is going way up, because people just, they'll follow their act. It's just, they're so good. I can't describe how wonderful my employees are.
And I'm just going to say, on behalf of a grateful community, thank you for all you've done, all your service, all your products, and your vibrant personality. You have lent so much to the community.
And thank you to K-Man and the Mercury for our local advertisers. Advertising outlets have really helped us be successful, too.
Well, we all wish you well in your retirement, and good luck with all your goals.
Thank you, Dave.
Happy travels and lots of medals.
Thank you.
Terry Olson, Eastside Westside Markets, here on K-Man's In Focus.